Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning as we do every Sunday morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield's Community Radio, as well as Lee's Community Radio, Pittsfield WTBR 89.7 and Lee 88.1 SBR WSBR in Lee. Welcome to those listeners as well. How are you, Farmer?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. And how is everybody out there that listens to our show today? How was your week?
Fine.
Just fine. I love those one-word answers that, you know.
Well, you know, we had a wedding yesterday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. My nephew got married.
Oh, well, so, congratulations.
Thank you. We went down and I officiated.
Oh, this is the second time you were judge?
Yeah.
Judge and
jury. Third, actually, third. It's my third time. But anyway, nice. We had a good time.
Excellent.
And we have some good times planned for you this morning to our listening audience. We're going to be listening to Bathy Band, Patty Kelly, Suzanne Savane, as well as Eleanor McAvoy and the Wolftones. I haven't played them in a while.
Wolftones we have not. And on my little part of it, I'm going to do some of the Irish Rovers, the Tossers, and Dire Straits today.
The Tossers, ooh.
We haven't heard them in a while.
No, we haven't. There's probably a reason, too.
Yeah.
I recall it is. Anyway, so right now we're going to be hearing from the Bathy Band. Thank you.
as I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sit down. For it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cabin Town. Though Otter and the road I go, once seen beyond compare, now I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, the trees will soon be bare. Each red gold leaf around me seems the color of her hair. My gaze retreats to find my feet, and once again I sigh, for the broken pools of sky remind me the color of her eyes. At the cabin cross each Sunday morning, there she can be found. And she seems to have the eye of every boy in Cabin Town. If my luck will hold, I'll have the golden summer of her smile. And to break the hearts of cabin men, she'll walk with me a while. Sunday evening finds me homeward, Killeshandra bound, to work the week till I return and court in Cabin Town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she'd not said no. So next Sunday morning, rouse myself, and back to her I'll go. As I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sit down. For it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cabin Town. Though Otter and the road I go, once seen beyond compare, now I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair.
We've never heard that song.
Oh, no.
Don't let me keep you up, Farmer.
No, I'm sorry. It's just, you caught me off guard there, you know. Just talking about naps during the freaking interview, you know. It's just like, okay, here we go.
So what you just heard was a tune called Sibelina, and that's from the Basque accordionist Susanna Savane. She has a 2-CD set out, which I haven't opened yet.
Oh.
So I just got it the other day, and so it's sitting on my desk waiting to be perused, and I'll bring it next week.
There you go.
And before that, you heard from Patty Kelly. He's from Canada. And we've seen him in various incarnations. This particular album was The Irish in Me, and the name of the tune was My Cabin Girl, a very well-loved tune, especially from the people from Cabin. And first off, for the show this week, we heard from the Bothy Band from their first album, Old Hag, You Have Finally Killed Me, which might be the best title, I'm not sure. But the reels you heard were The Kid on the Mountain, Rosie Finn's favorite reel, Sean Bowie, and the original reel for the band called the Bothy Reel. So I hope you enjoyed those. We certainly did. And what are you going to play for us now?
Okay, we're going to kick this second set off with the Irish Rovers.
Here we go.
Here's a hell song to you, Bonnie Kells Water. For it's there you'll find the pleasures of life. And it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling. And a bonny wee girl for your wife. On the hills and the glens, the low valleys, grows the softest of linen so fine. And the flowers are all dripping with honey. There lives Martha, a true love of mine. Lovely Martha, you're the first girl I courted. It was you put my heart in a snare. And if ever I should lose you to another, I will leave my Kells Water so fair. For it's this one and that one may court her, but no other can take her from me. For I love her as I love my Kells Water, like the primrose is loved by the bee. Some say that Kells Water runs muddy. Some say that it never runs clear. As I sit here alone in my study, it reminds me of them that's no here. Here's a health unto you, Bonnie Kells Water. For it's there you'll find the pleasures of life. And it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling. And the bonnie wee girl for your wife. And the bonnie wee girl for your wife.
Thank you.
heart is low, my heart is so low. As only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can know. Tears that drip from my bewildered eyes, taste of bittersweet romance. You're still in my hopes, you're still on my mind, oh. And even though I manage on my own, my heart, my heart is so low, as only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can know. Restless eyes feel my troubled soul, and memories flood my weary heart. I mourn for my dreams, I mourn for my wasted love. And while I know that I'll survive alone, my heart is low, my heart is so low, as only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can know. My heart is low, yes, my heart is so low, as only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can be.
That was very pleasant.
Actually, I did like that.
It's from the album Flirting Fiddles from John Sheehan. And it was Flirting Fiddles was the name of the tune as well. I'm glad to have heard it. It was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
And he writes us.
He writes us.
It's right here. The plowman leaves his trace on field and furrow. The sculptor's mark is etched in chiseled stone. With sheaves of gold, the thatcher's name is written. In rings of clay, the potter's name is known. When day is done and evening firelight beckons, when tradesmen all are free from toil and care, I linger in the shadows with my fiddle and softly leave my signature in air. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Do you like that?
It was okay.
And before that, we heard from my good friend, Mary Black, and her good friend, Eleanor McAvoy, with Only a Woman's Heart, which is the title tune to the 25th anniversary album of Mary Black.
Hmm.
Again, Only a Woman's Heart. And first up there, you part started us off.
I did. I started us off with the Irish Rovers, and the song was Kells Water, one of my favorites.
Yes.
And that came off their 50-year album. We saw them at the Colonial that day, and that's when I got that CD.
Oh, okay.
That, maybe 10 years ago? Maybe? I can't remember. Sorry, folks. I'm losing it a little bit.
It's okay. And you're starting us off again, Farmer.
I am. We're going to start this set off with the Tossers.
Chicago can be Devil, Limerick, Patrick, Sarsfield won the day. But the Irish, they were cheated when his army went away. Queen Anne and her successors forced on us those penal laws, denying the rights and liberty of religion, land and property. Then came the three bad Georges and they had us nearly fooled. They couldn't speak the lingo of the countries that they ruled. Puppets of ascendancy, they kept the Irish down. And the rebels and the white boys had their army on the run.
And you never beat the Irish, no matter what you do. You could put us down and keep us out, but we'll come back again. You know we are the fighting Irish, and we fight until the end. You know you should have known.
Famine Queen Victoria came to rule us by and by. She was on the throne so bloody long we thought she'd never die. She presided over hunger, famine, poverty and disease. She drove the people from their home to their death or to the land beyond the seas.
Oh,
the 19th century fought oppression with great zeal. O'Connell spoke his blarney for emancipation and repeal. Young Ireland and the Fenians tried the dynamite and the gun. Parnell, the men of 16 died, then Michael Collins had them on the run.
And you never beat the Irish, no matter what you do. You could put us down and keep us out, but we'll come back again. You know we are the fighting Irish, and we fight until the end. You know you should have known.
Down the aisle, you should have seen us, mama, cry. She was the only girl for him, and he would never, never leave her side. And daddy sends him the money down to build a castle in the sky, just like a magazine romance. Springtime honeymoon in France. Soon comes a bouncing baby boy, and he's the apple of their eye. A custom-made recipe for joy, a gift that money couldn't buy. But Bob is staying out late at night, and Mary's drinking up. Slide. there's someone I'm dreaming of, if there's somebody up above, teach us to play the game of love. Pushing and pulling, tears on the floor, digging and beating each day. She wants his love, and he says she's changed. From a start, a love is just a foolish game. And when we end up against the wall, we find somebody else to blame. But if the loser gets a broken heart, how come the winner gets the same? Winner gets the same. Do we just pick up the house of cards so we can do it all again? Is there someone I'm dreaming of? If there's somebody up above, teach us to play the game of love. Teach us.
That was The Game of Love from Paul Brady in his premier album, Primitive Dance. Before that, we heard from the Wolftones, not their premier album, probably like the 25th, with A Nation Once Again. A great song. Thomas Davis is the author of the poem, which originates in the rebellion of 1848. And before that, we started off with you, Farmer.
We did. We started it out with the Tossers, and the name of the song was Emerald City. And that came off the album The Emerald City.
Ah. And what does it refer to, Farmer?
It refers to Chicago in the wintertime.
In the Green River.
In the Green River.
Right. And it's still there.
St. Patrick's Day. They dye the river in Chicago so that we could all enjoy St. Patrick's Day in Chicago.
All the Chicagoans.
In the Windy City.
And you're going to start us off, Farmer, again?
I am. We're going to start off with Dire Straits this time.
Thank you. these mist-covered mountains are home now for me, but my home is the lowlands and always will be. Someday you return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached high. And in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers in arms.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. And we're also offering our congratulations to the Breffni School of Irish Dance for their fine performance in Pennsylvania over the last couple weeks. And we're also offering our congratulations to my nephew, Jake, and his bride, Charlotte. They got married this weekend.
Nice.
So, Farmer?
Okay, I just want to wish everybody to have a good week. Again, like Kevin said, stay tuned to us again next week. And I hope everybody's week is good. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Gramagat agastahi shahugan.
No, the music.